smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM at 1 o'clock, the latest news now with Joanna Earle.
Police forces could soon be allowed to interview suspects at the scene of crimes using body cameras rather than in police custody. Simon has more for KMFM.
For purposes of putting our body-worn video on.
The cameras are already used by about three quarters of UK forces to gather evidence. Hampshire Police's chief constable, the country's leading expert in the technology, says body-worn video has the power to transform the criminal justice system.
Listen, mate.
I'm working closely with the Home Office, and they've agreed in principle that we can run a pilot in a number of forces.
But Dan Nesbitt from Big Brother Watch has several concerns.
Where the information is going to be stored, who can have access to it, and how long it can be kept for.
It's understood the changes could come in as soon as next year.
It's not clear yet which forces will be involved in the trial, but every frontline officer in Kent is due to be wearing the cameras by next March.
This is KMFM News.
Two people have been taken to hospital following a serious crash involving a lorry and a minibus in Chatham. Emergency crews were called to the smash along the A28 shortly after 10 this morning. The victims who were travelling on the minibus have been taken to the William Harvey Hospital in Ashford. Seven others have suffered minor injuries. A park in West Kent remains sealed off as police continue to investigate an alleged sex attack. Officers were called to Neville Park on Major York's Road at around 6 last night following reports a woman had been assaulted. So far, no one's been arrested.
KMFM News.
British tour operators and airlines are expected to review whether to continue trips to the Egyptian resort of Sharm el-Sheikh. The Foreign Secretary has suggested global airport security will have to be tightened if it's confirmed a plane crash in Egypt last month was caused by a bomb. Travel writer Simon Calder says package trips to the popular sunspot may be off until July.
For the past 5 days, it's been very much a kind of a rescue mission. We're moving into phase two, and so we're going to get some harsh decisions.
Police have confirmed they're treating a fire at a flat in Maidstone as suspicious. Crews were called to the two-storey building on West Park Road at around 6 last night after a blaze broke out on the first floor. It's not thought anyone was hurt, but an investigation is underway. Hundreds of people have been getting health checks in Thanet as figures show the area has the lowest life expectancy in Kent. Stats given to KMFM also reveal rates of heart disease and diabetes are higher there than anywhere else in the county. Residents have been getting their blood pressure checked and answering questions on their lifestyle. Jo Drahan is from Kent Community Health NHS Foundation Trust.
We're not saying that everybody in Thanet is a walking time bomb. They're absolutely not. And a lot of people, of course, are getting care from their GP for certain conditions. But some people are walking around not knowing that they've got high blood pressure, not knowing that they've got high cholesterol, because often they don't have any symptoms, so they think they're fine. And in particular, men, I have to say, who don't visit their doctor very often, don't really realise that their smoking, their lifestyle, their lack of physical activity is causing them to have high blood pressure and high cholesterol, and those are the things that can lead to heart attack and stroke.
The number of commuters here in the South East spending more than 2 hours travelling to and from work each day has risen by over 100% in the last decade, according to new figures. The TUC says the region has over 540,000 workers stuck on journeys, more than anywhere else in England. Martin Abrams is from the Campaign for Better Transport. He says transport costs are also rising.
The government have got a real big problem here because cities and metropolitan areas are going to effectively become no-go areas for people who are on low wages and simply cannot afford the commute, cannot afford the rents to live here.
And Take That have been announced as the first headline act for Hyde Park's annual Summer Music Festival. They'll perform at the British Summertime event on the 9th of July next year. Tickets go on general sale on Friday.
KMFM Sport.
Football, and it wasn't a good weekend for Kent's sides in the FA Cup. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Kieran.
Well, Gillingham and Dover Athletic were knocked out of the competition on Saturday, while Maidstone United suffered a first-round defeat to Yeovil yesterday. Here's boss Jay Saunders.
Yeah, it's a missed opportunity because they were down to 9 men and we had a lot of the ball, but what you have to put it in perspective, we're playing a full-time team, a team at the Championship 2 years ago, a league side full of league players.
In ice hockey, it was a good weekend for Kent's Invicta Dynamos with 2 wins in the league. They beat London Raiders 6-1 at the ice rink in Gillingham last night, following a 5-4 win away to Streatham Redskins on Saturday. And Athletics is bracing itself for a report into Russian doping allegations, which is being released by the World Anti-Doping Agency later. One of its co-authors says it'll be a game-changer for sport, revealing revealing a whole different scale of corruption compared with the FIFA scandal. The former IAAF president is being investigated over claims he took bribes to cover up doping violations.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.